Children, especially young children, have the added challenge of not being sure of how to react, as this may be their first exposure to the loss of a close loved one. Mine were often looking to me and their parents for indicators of how to react. I lost my father when I was 6 years old. While at the dinner table with my family after his death, I asked, "If Dad is dead, why aren't you crying? Why aren't we sad?" These comments have stuck with me ever since. Though the adults in the room did not react to my queries at the time, I still remember and regret these insensitive remarks to this day. For years, I agonized over them. Be aware that your children and/or grandchildren are in a hypersensitive state and will remember things about this experience that you may quickly dismiss. I found it best if I was supportive and loving in all my interactions with them. I avoided adding to their burden by responding negatively to their inquiries. They are naturally inquisitive and want to know what happened, why it happened, and how they should react. What I learned is that the more loving and supportive you can be, the better they will be able to process their grief, and the fewer regrets you will have later.